الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يقول الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وما قل وكفى خير مما زاد وألهى وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. All praise is due to Allah, the one and only God worthy of worship. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and companions, like you did to the Prophet Ibrahim and his family and companions. Allah said in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in the state of Islam. O mankind, fear your Lord, the one who created you from a single soul, and created from its mate, and created from both of them multitude of men and women, and fear your Lord to whom you return for your needs and wounds. Certainly Allah is over you watching. O you who believe, fear Allah and say just words. He will then rectify your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will indeed achieve a great victory. Amma ba'd. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, أَلَا إِنَّ السُّلْطَانَ وَالْقُرْآنَ يَفْتَرِقَانَ فَدُونُوا مَعَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ حَيْثُ دَارَ. Verily, certainly, the power, the sultan, or the kingdom, the power, or the authority, and the Qur'an do separate. So follow the book of Allah and turn with it, wherever it turns. SubhanAllah, whenever I read this hadith, I say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I say, O Allah, send your peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was given the prophecies to predict the future. When you look at all of our rulers, who ruled us for decades and decades, and never opened the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives, and once the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in jail, you'll find them all in jail holding the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reading it. Whenever I see this view, I remember the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the power and the Qur'an do separate. So turn with the book of Allah wherever it turns. Brother and sister, we have to look carefully on our relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to look carefully on this relationship. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith narrated by Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah, أَلَا تَشْهَدُونَ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Do you witness, do you bear witness that there is no God but Allah and I am the messenger of Allah? They said, yes, we do. Said, فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْكِتَابِ طَرَفُهُ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ وَطَرَفُهُ الْآخَرَ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ. This book is like a rope. The first end of this rope is in the hand of Allah, and the other end of this rope is in your hands. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَتَمَسَّكُوا بِهِ فَإِنَّكُمْ إِنْ فَعَلْتُمْ لَنْ تَضِلُّوا أَبَدًا. So hold firmly to it, because if you do so, you will never be misguided. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, in a similar hadith narrated by Tirmidhi in hadith al-Harith ibn al-A'war radiallahu anhu, that Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, O Prophet of Allah, that your ummah, your nation will differ after you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, so what is the way out? مَا الْمَخْرَجُ.
Jibril alayhi salam replied, "The book of Allah, yaqsimu bihi Allahu kulla jabbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will break with it every arrogant person. Man a'tasama bihi naja, whoever holds firmly to it, he will be saved. Wa man tarakahu halak, whoever neglects it and his back, he will perish. Fihi nabu ma qablakum. It has the stories of those before you. وَخَضُرُ مَا بَعْدِكُمْ And the prophecies of those who come after you. وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ And the laws and the rulings within you. We look at the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, find nothing in our lives will stay with us, will remain with us, will benefit us in this life and in the grave and hereafter except the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were in the graves the other day, 2 days ago. We're burying the brother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. And all of us left. I remember the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that 3 people follow the person until his grave. His family, his money, and his deeds. And 2 of them leave, and 1 stays, his deeds. And from the dua of those righteous people who said, "Oh Allah, make the book of Allah a company, a good company for us in this life, and a good company for us in the grave." The only thing that will stay with us in the grave is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that will help us in this life and hereafter is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you miss the chance to memorize or to study carefully or to go deeper and deeper about the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, do not let your kids miss this chance. You have a busy lifestyle similar to the rest of us. Everyone has a busy lifestyle. Do not let your kids missed the chance. The Prophet ﷺ said about the person who memorizes the Quran. And this hadith mistakenly misunderstood by many Muslims, as they think that this hadith is just for the person who reads the Quran and just study it and doesn't have to be memorized. No. The scholars of the hadith in agreement, they said that this hadith is particularly for the person who memorizes and works in accordance with the Quran. But he has to be a memorizer. The status or the level or the ranking that he will get in the paradise will be in accordance with how many verses he memorized in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُقَالُ لَحَامِلُ الْقُرْآنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The person who holds the Quran at the Day of Judgment, اصعد, اقرأ وارتقي, read, recite, and rise up. وَرَتِّلْ كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلْ فِي الدُّنْيَا And recite the same way that you used to recite in the past life. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكْ عِنْدَ آخِرْ آيَةَ تَقْرَأُهَا Your level in the paradise will be at the last verse that you will be reciting. And in another narration it said that the levels of the paradise are the same as the verses of the Quran. In another narration. And the scholars of the hadith, when they interpreted this hadith, they said this is for the person who memorizes. Because the person who doesn't memorize, if a person reads from the book at the Day of Judgment, when he knows that his level will be in accordance with whatever he recites from the book, he will never stop reciting. He will keep reciting until the end of the book. Because he knows whenever he stops, that's his level. But the person who memorizes, he stops. He stops here. This is where I memorized. And he stops here. And wherever he stops, that's his level. That is his level in the paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated by Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak that the person who memorizes the Quran and work in accordance with it, his parents at the hereafter will be given the crown of dignity, the crown of honor. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one pearl or one diamond in this crown worth this whole life and whatever is in it. Just one diamond in this crown. And they will be given the garment of honor and the garment of dignity. And then they will ask, "Oh Allah, where did they get this from? We didn't do anything enough to gain this reward." And it will be said to them, "This is because your son has taken the Quran firmly." Another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Iqra al-Quran, read the Quran." Because it comes at the Day of Judgment as an intercessor for those who read it. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said the Quran and the Siyam, fasting and the Quran, intercede before the slave or before the servant at the hereafter. And too many virtues in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Too many virtues. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَوْمُ النَّاسِ أَقْرَاهُمْ, the person who should lead the people in the prayer is the most knowledgeable person of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people mistakenly, they push the person who's older, the older person, or the person who looks more mature. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَوْمُ النَّاسِ أَقْرَاهُمْ, the person who should be given the superiority in leading the prayer is a person who has the more knowledge of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hadith of Amr ibn Salim radiallahu anhu, he said that he was pushed to lead the prayer and he was only at the age of 6 or 7 years old. And the companions looked around from among themselves, they found that Amr ibn Salim radiallahu anhu, the most person who memorizes the Quran. So they pushed him to lead the prayer and he was only 6 or 7 years old. And he was a little boy. When he was used to prostrate doing the sujood, his thawb, his dress used to be lifted up. And so the women in the back used to see his back, his awra. And they made up a dress for him. And they gave him the dress. And he said, I was happy with that dress more than I was happy with leading the prayer. He was just 6 or 7 years old, little boy. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu had a conversation with a companion. Now Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu pushed a man who was a slave, used to be a slave, and then he has been freed. He pushed him to be a prince to Ahlul Wadi, the people of the valley. And the companions, Nafi' ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu, asked Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, will you push a slave to be a prince? And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu replied, he said, didn't you hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates and rises nations with this book and put down others. That even, subhanAllah, they said in the grave, the person who memorizes the Quran in the grave, he should be given superiority towards the Qibla before the person who doesn't memorize the Quran. So if anyone misses the chance of not memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not let your kids miss the same chance. Do not let your kids miss the same chance. If you have an excuse for yourself, which is acceptable, because all of us have a busy lifestyle, do not let your kids miss the same chance. Those of us who will complain that their kids or their sons or their daughters are disobedient, the only way out of this is to have to memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many cases, of those of you who lived here for a long time, how many times did we hear people or kids disobeying their parents, have a fight against their parents, stand before their parents in the courtroom? That wouldn't happen if someone memorizes the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times did the Quran, when the Quran says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, be obedient and be kind to your parents. How many times did the Quran said, وَفَلَا تَقُلْ لَهَمَا أُفٍ وَلَا تَنَهَرْهُمَا, do not say even uff, or the least, the minimum amount of disobedience. And do not talk harshly to them. And not just this, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, I mean, just do not be quiet with them. And some people say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say off. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to be quiet. No, don't be quiet. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and be kind to them. And say good things to them. If the son or the daughter who memorizes the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would never be disobedient to his parents. Even when he grew up, and even if he has personal issues with his parents, the thing that will make him obedient to his parents is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will find him coming and kisses your hand and kisses your forehead because he knows that this is pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of problems that we have, a lot of problems that we encounter, unfortunately in this life, it comes from neglecting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the robe of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All the scholars of the tafsir, when they interpreted the verse, بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, the robe of Allah, they said that the Quran is the robe of Allah. According to the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that this Quran is the robe of Allah. The first end of this robe is in the hand of Allah, and the other end of it is in your hands. So hold firmly to it. Because if you do so, you will never be misguided. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before appointed He sent a group of people for a da'wah. And he wanted to appoint an Amir, a prince, a leader for this group. And what's the Prophet ﷺ did this according to? He asked everyone, how much does he memorize? Until one comes, he said, I memorize this and this, and I memorize Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, idhaf anta abiwahum. Go. You are their prince. And he was the youngest. There are a lot of virtues, a lot of things, a lot of blessings that comes from memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَوْ كَانَ الْقُرْآنُ فِي إِهَابٍ. If the Qur'an was in a leather container, or the leather thing, or the leather wallet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never burn it with her fire. This hadith is in Bukhari. Allah will never burn something that has the Qur'an in it. And we have seen these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gave a promise about something that will happen in the hereafter, we have to believe it as part of our faith goes. We have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise many promises in the Qur'an, and it came true. And it came true in our lives. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that He will preserve this book until the hereafter, we know, and we see now, actually, we physically see, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve this book throughout the centuries, and it will be preserved until the hereafter. When we see, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the Qur'an and the power, the Qur'an and the Sultan do separate, so turn behind the book of Allah whenever it turns. When we see how many rulers were away from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and once they lose the power, they give back the book of Allah and they hold it with their hands while they are in jail or in their prison. So why do you have to wait, brothers and sisters? Why do we have to wait until God forbid something happens? Why do you just take and be proactive and give this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to our kids? And make the Quran this is not something that we stand here in the Jum'ah prayer reciting it before the prayer. And then afterwards we leave it. Or once a year in Ramadan, and then at the rest of the year we leave it. Why don't we just have a worldly goal that anyone of us has for his kids, a worldly goal, to be an engineer or to be a doctor, which is something very good, very important. But have a similar goal to your son, to memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before, a lot of Muslims think that if you have your son memorize the book of Allah, that will distract him from his study. That will distract him from his study. That will distract him from being something else, from getting in another position. And this is totally wrong. One of the most scholars that are well known in the narrations of the Quran, his name is Sheikh Ihab Fikri. And those of you who have ijazah in the Quran will find his name in every single narration. The Quran came to us from the Prophet ﷺ with a chain of narrators. An fulan, an fulan, an fulan, just like the hadith. This is how the Quran came to us before it's printed on the books. Sheikh Ihab Fikri, he's a medical doctor. He's one of the most famous narrators of the Quran in the 20th century. And he's a medical doctor. Before the Quran, after the Quran has been printed in one copy, in the first copy, by the way, the Quran is going to go through a committee. There's a committee, they revise the Quran and review it before the Quran is being printed to the public. There's a committee that has to review this copy before they print it to the public. And this committee, usually you find at the end of every mushaf, every book, you'll find the names of this committee who reviews this Quran. Wallah, if you open any book from these books right here, at the end of it, you'll find at least one or two. Al-Sheikh Fulan al-Fulan, Samahat al-Sheikh al-Tabib, Fulan al-Fulan, Samahat al-Sheikh al-Muhandis, Fulan al-Fulan, Fulan al-Fulan, so-and-so, medical doctor, so-and-so, an engineer, so-and-so, this and this. So they all have worldly positions. They all have worldly positions. And that did not hold them from being memorizers, being scholars of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The study or the taking of the book of Allah give us the blessings in our life, in our risk, in our providings. Make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be in our company. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, the only thing that he was doing is reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was in his right. And he comes behind his back comes in his left, and then goes in the front of him, just in case if anyone threw an arrow, Abu Bakr will be in the way and take it before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will do one thing. All the way to the Medina, will do one thing as he walks, reciting the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing, that God forbid if you lose everything in your life, the only thing that you will never lose if you are a Quran memorizer. The only thing that you will never lose. If you go to your grave, and we're all going to go to the grave sometimes. I think everyone, Muslim or non-Muslim, or whatever faith that you're having, everyone knows that he's going to die someday. It doesn't matter what you believe in, everyone knows that this something's going to happen. The only thing that's going to go to you, into your grave, is the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that will be with you when you'll be resurrected is the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only thing that will intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, read the Quran and recite it. Because it comes at the hereafter as our intercessor for those who read it. And memorizing the Book of Allah is something very important. Who, one of us, most of us, don't do enough sins to be elevated in the highest level of the paradise, which is Firdaus al-A'la. The highest level of the paradise is Firdaus al-A'la. Jannah, by the way, is like up the hill. It's like a hill and it goes downwards. The levels is up until you go to the Firdaus al-A'la, the top level of the Jannah. And this is where the rivers gush forth. They go downwards. And these are the levels of the paradise. And a person who memorizes the Quran, he will be ascended. One level by one level by one level by one level until he goes on top of the paradise. To the Firdaus, the highest level of the paradise, the ceiling of it is the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Above you, right away, is the throne of Allah. This is the highest level. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah of the Quran, in surah At-Tur, I said that those of you, or those who will enter the paradise, everyone will enter the paradise, inshallah, Allah, may Allah make us among the people of the paradise, ameen. When you enter the paradise, not everyone will be at the same level. For example, some will be in the highest level. According to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the person who memorizes the Quran in full and work in accordance with it will be in the highest level. And the rest of his family might not be in this level. Just might be in the first or the second level. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everyone will enter paradise. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتْهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَ بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتْهُمْ. Those who believe and their offspring follow up with them with the same belief, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them join their offspring. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise will never separate between the families. So if one person of the family has the highest level, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do? He's not going to make him descend to the lower level, but rather, he will ascend the people on the bottom to the person on the top. He's not going to descend you, but he will lift your family to you. So if your son or your daughter has the highest level of the paradise because of the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be ascended to him. He's not going to descend to you. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَقْرَى الْقُرْآنِ وَهُوَ حَافِبٌ لَهُ. This hadith is al-Bukhari and Muslim. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَقْرَى الْقُرْآنِ وَهُوَ حَافِظٌ لَهُ. The example of the person who recites the Qur'an by heart. The example of the person who recites the Qur'an by heart. مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَةِ. With the highest level of angels. The Safara Kiram al-Barara is the highest noble levels of angels. And the hadith continues, it says, and whoever reads it or recites it heartily, then you have two rewards. The rewards of reading the Qur'an and the rewards of the suffering or the rewards of the hardship that he has or that he experienced while reading the Qur'an. This is only a few virtues of the Qur'an. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. I would never say ألف لام ميم in just one letter. And the hadith started by everyone who recites a Qur'an, he will have a good deed, one good deed with every single letter. And alif lam meem is not one letter, but rather alif is harf, lam is harf, meem is harf. You know, if you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, how many good deeds you get in this? 190. By just saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imagine yourself reading one juz a day. How many good deeds you will be having? At a day that no one will benefit. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعْ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. At the day that nothing will benefit you. Nothing will benefit you. No money, no wealth, no offspring, no descendants. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except the person who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere heart. And the scholar will say there's no conflict between this hadith, between this verse. And the other verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ. Those who believe and their offsprings follow them with belief too. So in this case, if the person of the boy or the daughter has the highest level in the paradise more than the parents, then the parents will be ascended to her level. So in this case, the parents benefited from the girl, from the daughter, or from the son. So how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, that no sons or daughters will be benefiting. And the scholar would say, the only thing that will help them is the belief in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to be proud that you have a lot of kids is not going to benefit you. But to have a lot of kids who are believers and memorize of the Quran, this is what's going to benefit. This is what's going to benefit you. The only thing that benefits in the hereafter is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars say about those who are linked in the chain of narrations from reciting the Quran, transmitting the Quran one generation after the other to the other generation, he said this is the best of the best of the family, or the best of the best. Those are the people who should be proud of being connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those are the people who should be proud of this. Some people will say we're linked to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a bloodline. A bloodline will not help. A bloodline does not help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if the bloodline helps, then the first person will go to the paradise is the ankle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or Talib, or Abu Lahab. They were just direct ankles to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The bloodline does not help. What helps is the belief. This is what helps. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Salman, Salman minna ahlal bayt. Salman, who was from Persia, he said, Salman is from us, ahlal bayt, the people, the family of the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Salman is a family member. And he's a Persian. So what helps, what really matters is the belief. So really urging everyone, do not miss, or do not let your kids deprived of memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring them to the masjid, bring them to the Islamic school that we have here. Follow up with them, like you follow up with them in basketball and soccer and this, and their homework. Follow up with them. Have a worldly goal, which is to be whatever you want them to be, which is something very important. We need, Allah, we need doctors, we need engineers, we need the people who invent. We need a lot of people that gives power to our nation. Also, we need people who takes firmly the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both things, both goals, no conflict between them. Don't you think that if he does this, he will leave this? No. How many Quran reciters you will see in our doctors, our engineers, our PhD holders, not in Islamic studies, and too many other things. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of it. The only thing, as we said before, that we enlighten our hearts and we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our worship and bless our ages and bless our providings is to hold firmly to the book of Allah. Look at, you want to see your relationship with Allah, and I said this before in many khutbas, you see your relationship with the book of Allah. So you will never claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're close to Allah and you're away from His book. It just doesn't make sense to anyone. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only thing that we have, the message that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended up His message to the humanity with this book. And ended up the sending of prophets with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us with, and the first favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us with is the sending of His book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ. We have sent to you a prophet from among you. The first thing that he does is what? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا. Recite our verses to you. The first thing, وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the favors that Allah bestowed upon you. وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ.
And we had what he had revealed to you from the book and the wisdom. So this is the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us with. أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِيهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Isn't it enough for them that we have revealed the book to you so you can recite it to them? Isn't it enough? Isn't Surah Al-Ankabut Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that the people acted on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to produce miracles, to split the earth, or to walk on the water, or to bring down angels? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to him? He said, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِيهِمْ أَنَّا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ. Isn't it enough for them that we have revealed the book to you, so you recite it to them? So please, brother and sister, be sure and be careful. And make this target part of your worldly plans. Do not take off any plans, but just add this plan to it. And make sure and take it seriously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. It is something serious. It's not joke. The book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a joke. We have seen prophecies that came true in the book of Allah. And whatever is in it, in the hereafter, will come true. Inshallah, tonight, we're having the lecture, a Friday lecture, inshallah, will continue the same subject about the virtues of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the stories for those who memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we're having the lecture tonight after, in between Maghrib and Asha. We'll pray Maghrib at 7 o'clock, inshallah, 7 p.m. And Asha is around 8:20 or 8:19. Inshallah, we'll have the lecture in between Maghrib and Asha, inshallah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.